Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
The dogs are barking at the gate. I don't know if it's a postman or somebody's come to deliver something. But today I want to talk about, have I lost my Britishness? 20 odd years, 25 nearly actually, that I've been living here. And initially, I was very keen to mix and match everything from my previous existence. So, trying to cook English meals, I don't know, and the occasional cup of coffee and Christmas is coming soon. And I used to go out of my way, because I used to be able to go back to the UK a lot back in the day. And I would bring back all the Christmas goodies. I'd bring back boxes of sausage rolls. What else did I? Stuffing for chicken. You can't find a really good sized turkey over here, by the way. If you do, let me know. Christmas pud. And I bring Marmite, mint jelly, mint sauce to have with lamb, which, by the way, everybody here thinks I'm a very uncultured person that I want to have lamb with mint. But yeah, I used to do those things at Christmas and Christmas presents and just make it as British as possible. And then in the summer, I would repay my neighbours who have the family celebrations called slavas, which is death by food, actually, but so hospitable. And they have these big meals and everything. And of course, in Britain, we don't have slavas. I don't think we celebrate saints' days like that. I nearly slipped there. In June, I used to, together with Tamara, we used to host what was then the Queen's birthday. It would be now the King's birthday, right? And we'd have outside, we wouldn't drink raki, we'd drink gin. And I'd make coronation chicken, and we would have cucumber sandwiches, which everybody thought was here. They thought it was absolutely crazy. And for years and years, I did that. But over time, that sort of faded away. We don't do that anymore. And my Christmas, as we call it, on the 25th of December, we scaled that back a lot. There's two Christmases here and two Easters for me. For those that don't know, yeah, 25th of December is, we call it British Christmas, and 7th of January is Serbian Christmas. Yeah, I'm lucky I get both of those right. But over time, it's just been going away, and I've mentioned the fact that I consider myself to be an in-betweener. Not being one thing and not being the other. I live in this sort of like space in between, hence an in-betweener. And just recently I've got a little bit more nostalgic, I have to admit. I've given up coffee in the morning and make myself builder's tea. I'm lucky enough to have enough British tea bags because the tea here is, it's not tea. It's not. They say it is locally, but it isn't. So I'm having 2 cups of tea in the morning, the occasional toast with a sliver, a fine covering of Marmite, because we've run out of Marmite. The last jar that came was very small, hardly anything in it really. I am tremendously grateful for having it, don't get me wrong. But I'm now racking my brains to find somebody who's going to be coming from the UK with a whole baggage, with large jars of Marmite, at least 2, which will last me some time. Tamara likes it, by the way. Most people here think it's awful. Having said that, if you know anything at all about Marmite, you love it or hate it. The company themselves say that. They put it on their marketing, don't they? And David Potts sent me a message saying about Marmite, he likes Vegemite. But isn't that Antipodean Australian? But what am I now? I watch British TV. We can get the news, obviously. Internet and satellite TV. I watch a lot of stuff now because Tamara and I, we're very much into crime series. And the BBC iPlayer is just amazing at the moment. It's got everything. I watch those. Then there's shots in England, aren't there? There's shots in London where I've come from. And I get twinges of nostalgia. But they seem to disappear now a lot more quickly than they used to do. Yeah. And now, being at the age that I am, you have to think towards the end. I'm not being morbid, but it happens to be reality. What am I going to do there? Yeah. End up in a foreign field. Or wherever. I haven't really talked about this to the other foreigners, the other in-betweeners or expats. But I think most of them are ladies, by the way, because they're married to local guys. They seem to just throw themselves into it and they enjoy living here just as much as I do. And I wouldn't live anywhere else, to be honest. I mentioned in a previous episode that my pension goes a lot further here than it would have done back in the UK. I have more luxuries. Apart from, I mean, it's chilly, isn't it, today? You can see, most probably hear. It is chilly, but there's no real dampness that was, from what I remember anyway, of autumn and winters back in the UK. I'm going to try and get back this year. Next year, sorry. This year has been a bit of a bummer. Back in January, I got an infection. I'll say no more than that. And it dragged on all year to the point that I had to go into hospital and they were digging around to take a bit of me away and see what the problem was. So it's been a bit of a crappy year. Next year will be better. How do you feel if you're watching this and you live in another country? Not that you're British, but whatever your nationality is and you know that that's it. You're away from home. There's Lisa, a British lady who's in Slovenia, just north of us. There's us here now, 30 kilometres to the border of Croatia. On the other side of Croatia is Slovenia, obviously, and she's lived away for a long time. And she was, I can't remember exactly the conversation, but well, maybe I won't go home or back to the UK. Different people, isn't it? I never thought all those decades ago that I'd end up away from the country, my home country. I came here in 1998 for 6 months. Long bloody 6 months, isn't it? And I haven't regretted 1 minute of being here. Not a single minute. And you should live for today anyway. Just had a message sent to me on my phone with a couple of photographs of Tamara's father, who's with another member of the extended family in another village. And it looks like there's a 200 kilo pig hanging and getting butchered, because people in the countryside don't necessarily go to a store to buy their meat. They raise it and then, yeah, they butcher it and cure it and smoke it and dry it and then eat it. I think, don't pigs in particular and other animals have to go to a slaughterhouse now back in the UK and other European countries? Another bit of a ramble from an old guy. I was finding these very difficult to do initially, thinking, would anybody be interested? But apparently people like to see it. And today is a Saturday, I'll be transparent. And this will be published tomorrow. I'm looking down at the kitchen garden. Nothing left now, nothing. And we didn't have a good season anyway, because it was so hot. Our seasons are going left, right and centre. Anyway, if you're watching this, wherever you watch this, if you want to send comments and questions, I'll try and answer them. If you're listening to this on a podcasting platform, can you leave a review? And yeah, I will catch up with you in a few days' time. Oh, and I'm now waiting for a document to arrive that says I've got my temporary residency for year six, which is, yeah, I'm going to get that. And I'm waiting for some documents from the UK. So late December, early January, I'll be able to put those documents into the system here. And then, fingers crossed, big fingers crossed, before May, I should have my permanent residency, which means I'll be a Brit with a Bosnian ID card. That's going to be something. Oh yeah, and if you're watching it, what do you think? Watching this, two things to ask you. What do you think of the new hat? Should I wear this more often? I am the chap in the cap after all. And for those that said, David, you have nothing other than a red fleece to wear when it's cold. I do. But if you would like to sponsor me with a nice warm fleece for Christmas or the new year or for the winter, I'll credit you, talk about you and whatever. I don't know why I said that, really. Okay, enough of that. Let's get this published. Thanks indeed for watching, reading, listening. It really is appreciated. Vidimo se opet, which means I'll see you again soon.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pachinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.